They say that home is where, when you have to go there, they have to take you in. That's the opening line of Simon R. Green's Nightfall. I'm Scott McNulty, and this is Recently Read. If I believed in such a thing as a guilty pleasure, the latest Simon R. Green book would certainly qualify as one of mine. Luckily, I reject the whole notion, so his work is just a pleasure. But I do have to make one thing very clear. His books aren't very good. His writing's repetitious, very repetitious. He often repeats the same phrase on the same page of a book, for goodness sake, and his characters are pretty ridiculous, as are the situations he dreams up. But I should also say that Nightfall is, by my count, the 32nd Simon R. Green book I've read, and I plan to continue reading them, even though I know the writing isn't all that good. Why? Well, I just enjoy reading his books. They're wacky, they're full of larger-than-life characters in larger-than-life situations, and they're kind of like B-movies in book form. Now, if this is the first time you've heard of Simon R. Green, Nightfall is not a good jumping-on point for his work. It's the 12th book in his Secret History series, and it serves as a sort of capstone to that series, and to two other series of his, the Nightside series, which is also 12 books, and a series called Ghost Finders, which is only 3 books, so I assume it didn't do all that well. And I only read one of them, and I didn't like it all that much either. This is to say, there's a lot of backstory that you need to know before you read this book, because it pretty much assumes that you've read at least 20 books before you've read this one. So don't read this as your first Simon R. Green book. But here's a quick rundown, at a high level, about each of his kind of series that are involved in this book. The Secret History series revolve around the Druid family. They're a family of warriors devoted to protecting humanity from all the unseen forces in the universe. Basically, if there's a legend, god, or monster that you can think of, it exists in Simon R. Green's world. Plus, he's added on hundreds and hundreds of other things that he's dreamt up. The Druids are there to fight them all with the help of their impenetrable armor, which flows from a necklace-like thing around their neck that each Druid wears, like silver or later gold, and fully encases them and makes them unstoppable killing machines. And here's another problem with Simon R. Green. He goes to great lengths to talk about how powerful all of his characters are. No one can hurt them. Everyone in the world knows about their fantastic powers. They are the thing that goes bump in the night is afraid of, which, by the way, I think is a good turn of phrase that Simon R. Green would use. And then, in the very next paragraph, that character that he's spent so much time telling us how powerful is utterly defeated in 2 seconds by an even more powerful character, who Green happily describes at length with even more baroque language about how great and fantastically powerful they are. Anyway, Eddie Druid is the main character of the Secret History series. He's the black sheep of the Druid family, but he's still dedicated to the mission of the family, which is to protect humanity. The Nightside chronicles the adventures of a cast of characters who live in an alternate London called, you guessed it, the Nightside. That's where you go when you want things that most people, or the Druids, wouldn't approve of. The place is run by a group called the Authorities, who are all super powerful, and who have a character named The Walker, who keeps the peace, and who's actually played by 2 different characters throughout the course of the series, but you can read more about that. In the Nightside, the fantastic elements don't hide amongst humans. They run the place and live wing to shoulder with people, and they offer things that one can't find anywhere else. It's kind of like a supernatural Las Vegas. Nightfall details an agreement that was set forth between the Druids and the Nightside thousands of years ago, which basically says that one won't bother the other as long as everyone behaves. So Nightside can't change its boundaries. They stay on their side of the divide, and the Druids stay on their side. As you might guess, in Nightfall, we find out that things aren't behaving properly, and the Druids feel like it's time to go in and clean up the Nightside. The Nightside and its residents, as you can imagine, aren't huge fans of this plan. At this point, I've already told you not to read this book if you haven't read the 24 that happened before it. And I know that if you have read those 24 books, there's nothing I can say that'll stop you from reading this book. So the real question becomes, is this book a fitting ending to the series that I have spent many years reading? And not just one series, but 3 series. Well, It's chock full of patented Simon R. Green action and characters. He trots out almost every character that we have seen in every other of his books, so that's kind of fun. Even some that are already dead. There are lots of beings with powerful powers that kill things that are unkillable, and a bunch of druid armors ripped open, even though that can't happen. People seemingly teleport into any area which Simon R. Green describes as impossible to teleport into, but what can you do? And the book does a good job of exploring the druids' complicated relationship with their job of protecting humanity. At some point, the idea that the druids were the dogs to protect the flock, that is humanity, changed in their minds, and they started to see themselves as the shepherds, making sure that humanity didn't get out of hand. So they see themselves as the good guys, everybody else kind of questions their motives, which is an interesting tension to be seen. And he kind of plays with that throughout the whole Secret History series as well, so it was nice to see him continuing with that theme. There's some good stuff in this book, but honestly, it didn't feel like the momentous capstone to three interrelated series that I wanted it to. It felt more like just another book in the series that featured some fun crossovers with characters that I recognized. I would have liked to have seen something big, something momentous that happened in this book that completely changes the characters or the world, like a main character dying or the entire family of druids losing their powers, and that would really shake up Simon R. Green's fantasy world, especially since he claims he's never coming back to these characters. Instead, I got another entertaining quick read that was full of ridiculous action and workmanlike writing quality. So basically what I expect from a Simon R. Green book is what I got from this Simon R. Green book. So I will be reading whatever Simon R. Green writes next, but I also think that I have not seen the last of these characters, despite his protests to the contrary.